You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of contributors answer questions sent in by you, the listener. And the panel of contributors this week is made up of Mike Kearney, Amelia Bonner, Mike Bancole, and Josh Sexton, who's also producing. Now, Josh sent me the questions very late, so I've barely had time to decide which one we should start with. But I'm going to go with this one from Kieran Smith, no relation, who said, favourite moment, bracket, not necessarily game, of the Klopp era. Can't have the league win or the Barca game. So what is your favourite moment of the Klopp era, which we're taking from when he arrived to when he's about to leave? Let's start with you, Josh.
I like that you said, like, oh, it shouldn't be a game, and then just basically just excludes one game and a collection of games. clearly, no, the surname doesn't rub off well into the intelligence there. No offence, Kieran. More offend Adam, to be honest.
Yeah, didn't work there. You're just slagging up on the listeners. Crack on.
You always slag the listeners up. I'm not worried about that.
The dreadful people.
I would go with, and I'm sorry, I'm probably going to steal this from a lot of people. In fact, you know what? No, I'll change it. It's obviously going to be Divock Origi, but it's going to be Divock Origi in Madrid, because Divock Origi's goal in Madrid may be the goal that I have cried the most in response to. I think I've said this on like multiple shows down the years now, but like that day in Madrid is like the hottest day I can ever remember anything happening during. Like if the fiery gates of hell are hotter than Madrid, then you know, fair play to Satan. He's absolutely cooked up a storm there, because this day was so hot. And like the dehydration that you go through when it's that hot in a football ground, especially a football ground that for by memory I don't think sold ale. So like, you know, you get the odd bottle of water like here and there, trying you like best to rehydrate yourself. And then literally Divock Origi scores, and like I remember just like sobbing and sobbing and sobbing until the point that like I was still crying and no tears were coming out of my eyes. So that for me would be like just the moment of like the most pure joy I can ever remember as a football fan.
I'm such a big fan of you rocking up to hell and being like, listen, fair play, devil. This is really hot, actually, yeah. Compared to...
This is like your turn that time in Madrid.
That day in Madrid. Really, really throwing the devil, not knowing what to do with you.